Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've got some snow shoveling to do after today's nor'easter, there are ways to make sure you stay safe. Newsline got tips from Dr. An Chen of Stony Brook's Heart Institute. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us how quickly this can really affect a person when somebody's shoveling. It can take a toll quickly on the heart?
Yeah, that happens in minutes. So in general, if you have heart disease, you're at higher risk for having cardiac events when it's cold. And we see a higher rate of heart attacks in the wintertime. But shoveling snow specifically is a heavy exercise, increases your heart rate, your blood pressure, with increased demand. And the combination of this severe cold and the heavy workload and the strain on the heart, it can cause a heart attack.
So you're working to keep your body warm at the same time and you're exerting yourself. It's a combo.
That's correct.
All right. So how can you do it safely? People will be out doing it today for sure.
Yeah. So if you have heart disease and you don't have it, you shouldn't shovel snow. Try to find someone else to do it. If you have to do it, dress warm. Use layers so you can take off some layers if you're overheating. Make sure you're dry, especially the toes, the fingers. Pace yourself. Take breaks. Keep warm if you need to go in. Hydrate, maybe a warm drink. Think those are the key things to consider. But
right.
If you have heart disease, you really try to stay away from shoveling snow in the winter.
Okay, doctor. Now, what would be a warning sign for people doing this? Because a lot of times warning signs get ignored. You think, well, I'll be all right.
Yeah. I suggest that if you have chest discomfort or shortness of breath, a pressure in the chest, especially if it doesn't go away when you're sitting and resting and you're warm, that's the time to actually call an ambulance and go to the emergency room. But in general, if you know you have heart disease or you're experiencing some chest discomfort, before you go and do something strenuous like this, you should probably call your doctor. In fact, if you're concerned you have risk factors before you shovel snow this winter, maybe just ask to be screened.
All right. Dr. An Chen, interventional cardiologist and director of the Cardiac Intensive Care Unit at Stony Brook Heart Institute, talking to us today on Newsline about the dangers of shoveling all that snow.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.